Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hi and welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, your host, for the next 2 hours. I have an amazing show lined up with you. I've got an amazing guest lined up with you, actually. I know that this guest has been on the MikeSpirit.fm before, and it's always a pleasure to have this guest back, and it's Wendy. Hi, Wendy. Are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi,
good evening.
Well, good evening to you, or should we say good day if you're listening in America?
Yes, good afternoon to all the Americans.
That's right. Well, you know, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show here, Wendy. And, you know, I want to kick off the show by talking about, actually, about 2 weeks ago. Because we done a demonstration together, didn't we?
We certainly did, and it was fab.
Absolutely amazing night. You know, I really was excited to work with you, Wendy, because I know that we've done things in the past. And I was really excited about this night because, I mean, there was five of us working together. But I was excited to work with yourself, Wendy, and the other mediums that was with us. And, you know, my take on the night was, I think it went absolutely fantastic.
You know what I enjoyed? Really want to know what I enjoyed. I enjoyed the fact that when I first walked in, I was greeted by one of the mediums, Jean Foster, and gave me a big cuddle. But then when I walked in, Mike, it's like we both just clocked on and it was like, all right, matey. And as if we'd known each other and we was best friends for years. And the greeting that, you know, you gave me was absolutely fab. And then to watch you in action, I sat back and you actually relaxed me, Mike, to be honest with you, because you've got, even though, you know, you've got that lovely Welsh voice, you kind of like, you've got a nice subtle tone when you read. And obviously each reader definitely does their mediumship differently. Mine's more energetic and to the point and, you know, telling people to get off the books and whatnot. And yours was just nice, subtle toned and so accurate and loving. And, you know, when you was actually giving your readings out, you could see the love that you had for the person, you know, that you was reading and the mediumship and the spirit that you was communicating with. Fantastic.
Thank you very much. And, you know, saying that, my Wendy, I'm just going to tell you a little bit what happened Friday night, because I was out doing a demonstration Friday night. And, you know, and I want all the listeners to imagine this now. And yourself, Wendy, you know, imagine this. Put yourself in a room, you know, that you've got a stage there. You're doing a demonstration in front of all these lovely people. And the night goes fantastic. And you come to a close and you say thank you very much to everyone. And... you know, it was a pleasant, lovely evening. And you're packing everything away, because that's what I was doing, packing everything away. And some young girl came up to me and she said, can I have 5 minutes of your time, please? And I said, yes, you most certainly can. And she started speaking and I couldn't quite hear her because, you know, there was music being played and everything else. But I came off the stage and I stood by her. And I said, sorry, I didn't hear you. And she said, I need 5 minutes of your time. I need to speak to you. I want to know why someone didn't come through tonight. And I said, there's lots of reasons why people don't come through. Some of us want our mums or our dads or our aunties or uncles or nans or granddads. And not always them people come through. You know, the people that come through are the ones that's important at the time. I said, you know, and with an audience of like, I don't know, there must have been 120, 150 there. I said, you know, and I possibly couldn't get around everyone tonight, but I'd done as many as I could in the time allocated to me.
Mm.
And she says to me, okay, but I really need him to come through. I was told that he will come through tonight. I said, well, I do apologize, sweetheart, but, you know, I can't guarantee anything. And that's one thing I always say, Wendy, isn't it? You know, you can't guarantee a communication. And as I said that, and it's not like me, you know, normally when I finish, that's it, I'm finished. I suddenly became aware of someone. I said, I think you need to come into the back room with me. And I said to Gwen, I know that you had the pleasure of meeting Gwen. So she came into the back room with her friend. And oh my God, what a communication. The tears were rolling down her face like you wouldn't believe. Everything was absolutely perfect of a communication. It was her partner that passed away 6 months ago. He hung himself. The information, the evidence that he presented himself with was absolutely spot on, you know, to the way he was, how he passed, to the point of where they had just moved in into a new home together. They were planning to get him married. And, you know, afterwards she couldn't thank me enough. And I was like, it's not, I don't want your thanks. I'm just pleased for you to know he's made that communication. And I said, to answer your question, the initial question that you asked me, why didn't he come through tonight in a public audience? I said to him, because you couldn't have dealt with that in front of all them people. So isn't that nice to know, Wendy, that, you know...
Do you know what? Sorry to interrupt you there, Michael. Do you know what really is amazing there? You've just done how long of a show? An hour, 2 hour, 3 hour show?
Yeah, we've got 2 hours, yeah.
Yeah, you've just done all that time, and believe you me, spirit only gives us the strength to do our demonstrations most of the time. You know, we're quite tired afterwards, very drained on our human ego side. And what I find fascinating there is, you, no matter what, you've just done a long, draining demonstration, but Mike, you felt the need to give this person more closure, and you took your time out and you went and done that. Now, to me, that's a very, very spiritual person.
You know, and it was so needed, Wendy, it really was, because, you know, she was absolutely devastated. I mean, you know, the thing that keeps sticking in my mind, the way that she was sobbing, crying, and I know that she's been on my Facebook page and thanked me, and we've had a few conversations on Facebook since Friday. And I think to myself, you know, for the past 19 years, I've been demonstrating for the spirit world, and the reason why I still keep going after all this time is because of communications like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect, you know. And it's so needed at that time, isn't it?
Well, we have to give back. You know, there's one thing I always say, and obviously mine's a little bit different because you're a spiritualist medium and I'm a psychic medium, go witch, go seer. So generally, we have to give back. So we do lots of charities to give back. I do lots of free spells and lots of other things to give back, because when we take our wages, you know, people seem to think we're rich. Believe you me, we're not. Do I wish? No, I don't wish, actually, because I'm quite happy the way I am. But the point is when you give things free and when you give things back, you know, you get given, you know, this more, to me, you get more fulfillment in your life. You're much happier. What do you think on that, Mike?
Well, I think so. I mean, you know, it's not about money.
No.
From the words, you know. It's about giving of someone comfort, you know, to allow a communication to take place where in some ways that it wouldn't be possible. You know, that girl wouldn't be able to communicate to herself and have all that lovely evidence. But what was important and important to her, that she had the closure. Because, you know, for all this time, you know, the 6 months, has only been 6 months. For the 6 months, she has blamed herself for his passing. She blamed herself for the way that he passed, and she thought it was all her fault, that she had done something, and she had been carrying that guilt with her for the past 6 months. And she said to me, Michael, she said, I feel as if I don't have to carry any guilt no more. I feel as if a big world has been lifted off my shoulders. And, you know, Wendy, it touched me, it moved me. It really did.
I think that's what it is as well, because sometimes, and I want to kind of like express this out to the listeners as well, because whether you're a medium, whether you're a healer, no matter what part you are on a spiritual side, or even on a normal human side, I know that sounds awful on normal human side, but at the end of the day, when you go out and you stand next to someone that's had an upsetting day or has been crying or no matter what, it's nice. You take on those mannerisms, you take on those sensitivities, and, you know, especially for mediums and psychics, I know when I first started this 25 years ago, I was crying after every single reading I was doing, because I had to let it go somewhere. I had to let the emotions. Now, obviously, I've learned to control it, but every now and again, that, you know, that one or those couple actually get you, and you end up crying with the person. And to me, that's better. That's, we're human.
Yeah, and you know, it's perfect, isn't it? You know, even if you have to release, whether it be by crying, like you just said, that, you know, that we develop, don't we, and we keep moving on. And that's obviously what we're doing, that we're moving on within our development and learning how to control it, and control the... Because it is so emotional for us as mediums to pass loved ones on, because, you know, sometimes they come through with the emotion, and maybe the person that's receiving is emotional, and then, you know, we see that in front of us. And that, to me, you know... As
you know,
said,
what?
The whole reason why I do it.
Do you know what, Mike? Very quickly before you go on to your first reading, when I had my shop, which I closed last year, I remember someone coming in, and it was a young gentleman, and he'd had a reading with me, and everything was correct, and it was right, and his father had come through, etc. And then 10 minutes later, this woman came through the shop door. I'd finished my reading, I was standing behind the counter. She just walked in, she came across to me, and Mike, honest to God, I could have literally, you know, dug a hole for myself and buried myself in it there and then, because I just blurted out to this woman, and I did, I swore at her. I said, what are you doing here? You know, and with the swear words on top of it. And she just looked at me, and my husband was standing there at the time, looked, nudged me as if to say, oh my God, what are you doing to this poor customer? And she went, you've just read for my son. And I just went, oh, right, okay. And she said, and you know what? She said, if you hadn't have done what you've just done, she said, I wouldn't have believed anything that you said. She said, you've just had my husband in spirit. That's so perfect. There you go, I took it on.
That's perfect. And you know, that's exactly what we do, isn't it? We take on sometimes their personality. We take on all their mannerisms. We show how they were. And then that's when it becomes perfect.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, and so that's the whole reason why we do this. I know that we have to take some callers in a minute, Wendy, but before we do that, I know that from that show that we done 2 weeks ago, there's another one scheduled in, isn't there?
There is, yeah. On the 18th of November, I'm going to be obviously back in the Black Country in Dudley in Birmingham, or where Birmingham is. At the Station Hotel, and it's for Mother Care, okay, so it's a very, very worthy charity, and there's going to be, you know, Elizabeth Lee Crowther, Dave Williams, myself, and I think somebody named Dee, I don't know his first name, forgive me.
It's Drew.
Drew Dee, there you go, thank you, Mike. So if anyone wants to get in touch on them, then please go to thebridgeradio.net and possibly purchase tickets, or have a look, or even listen in the following week.
Yep, most definitely. Well, I know I'll be doing that. I know I can't attend the venue myself, Wendy. Otherwise, I would be there working alongside you again. But I'm out actually doing another charity night that night. And so I'm not going to be able to make that one. But, you know, watch this space. I think we will be doing lots more together in the, you know, in the very near future.
We definitely will be.
Well, let's leave it there with that thought, because I know that, you know, that's to come. I know that we have to go to a short ID break in just 1 second. But before we do, let me give our listeners the numbers you need to call in on. If you want to call in and have a reading today with either myself or with Wendy, the number you need to call in on is 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611, or go over to Blog Talk Radio and press the Skype Us button. There's a Skype button there, and you can press that. The chat rooms are open, and we'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing and a barrel full of laughs.
And that's the Captain Quincy Show. You know, Wendy, I always look forward to the Captain Quincy Show. It's so funny. I got to be honest, you know, it's... It's a Thursday night, and I so look forward to it. And you know, that's right after the show that I do on Spiritual Connections, right here on MikeSpirit.fm. So let's go to the phone lines, and I do believe that we have, is it Lysandra online? Lysandra, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, and maybe ask her where you're calling from.
I'm in Texas.
Okay. Wendy, are you ready to work here?
I am, yes.
Hey, this is
hello.
Hi. Hello, lovely. How are you, love?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not bad. Just bear with me because I'm going to do a little bit of each today. So I'm going to do a little bit of tarot, the cards, and I'm going to connect in with your energy as well and, you know, kind of like see who's there for you. Okay. Now,
okay.
What's to do with the big settee, big sofa? I keep seeing a big sofa. Okay, a really long sofa. Is this a favourite of yours? Is this where you spend a lot of time?
No, I don't.
Right, okay. Well, I'm seeing a really big long sofa. Okay? And I've got to say that to you because I know it sounds silly, but I'm just seeing this big sofa. I'm seeing myself lying across it, watching TV, just relaxing myself. But it's massive. I feel as though this thing is really big and I'm tiny on it. Okay? But I just keep pinpointing this. I know it sounds so bright.
That's probably what I need. That's probably what I need to do.
Have you lost your faith at the moment?
Yeah.
Because I keep feeling as though I'm very... This is you, by the way, now, lovely, okay? I feel as though you're very much a deep thinker. I feel as though you overthink things, okay? Or you go too deep. Now, the other thing that I want to pinpoint is, at this moment in time, I feel as though you're suspended a little, not sure which way to go, okay, within your life. It's like I need to travel or I need to move in a direction and I don't know which direction I want to go in. Okay. Mm-hmm. I also feel as though I'm just feeling a little bit low now. You know, it's like my energy levels are very low and I can't seem to pick myself up. All right. And I also think that I need to do something new. Okay, within my life, and I keep feeling this, and I feel as though for you it's like a new you. I've got to get rid of the old. I've got to strip back all this negative energy in my past. Okay, and this is what I keep feeling. Now, are you in a relationship at the moment, sweetie?
Me and my husband are separated.
Right. Okay. Because I just feel as though this is where I'm at. I feel as though it's a relationship. I feel as though it's been backwards and forwards. I feel as though communication has been backwards and forwards. And I just feel as though it made me low. Okay. And I'm ready to move on. This is you. I'm ready to move on. And I feel as though coming into the later end of the year or coming into January of next year, I'm ready to meet somebody else. I'm ready to be there. Okay. But I'm not sure whether I need to let go of the past yet. So I'm a little bit stuck as to be past. Because I don't know whether I'm still in love, if I'm not still in love. I'm just so confused. Does this make sense to you?
It makes perfect sense.
Okay, because I'm thinking I'm going a little bit nuts here, and I know I'm not, okay? But I also feel as though there's a gentleman, and I keep seeing him with a moustache, dark hair, dark eyes. Now, I see this gentleman around you. Okay, and I feel as though he's not on a relationship level. I feel as though this somebody is going to be helping you out in some way. I keep getting the name Eric. Okay, Eric. So I don't know what that means. So if you don't know somebody named Eric, don't worry, because I just feel as though there's finances and there's something here. Now, have you been in hospital, please, lovely? Have you been in a hospital, or have you been for tests, or has there been something to do with a hospital visit with you?
No, I haven't been in the hospital.
Right. Well, I'm seeing you going in on, because I'm seeing you walking down a hospital corridor, and I feel as though there's something to do with either injections or a small cut to the body, but whatever it is, I feel as though it's going to be great for you. You're going to be fine, okay? I don't see any problems with it. And also, do you want a child, lovely?
Yes.
Because I keep feeling as though I want to be pregnant. Okay, and I keep holding my stomach as if I want a child, and I've got to say to you, a little boy is coming along, okay? Don't know when, love, but I just feel as though a little boy is going to be coming along. Now, I'm going to predict it in the next 12 to 18 months, okay? I also feel as there is some study work there with you, or some sort of coursework, okay, or some sort of training, something you need to learn, something you need to do, okay?
I start training tomorrow for a job.
Right, okay. Well, whatever it is, I just feel as though that's going to pick your energy up, okay? I feel as though you're going to be meeting new people. I feel as though there's lots of laughter there. I feel as though there's lots of fun there. The person you're going to be meeting next have, I'm not going to say a relationship. I'm going to say to have some fun that could possibly lead into a relationship, which is obviously your own karma will deal with that. But I feel as though it's a little bit younger than you. And I don't mean 10 years younger. I mean like 2 years younger, okay?
Okay.
But I keep seeing this. What I'm going to say to you is at this moment in time, everything's suspended. Okay, so if I could give you a card, I would give you the Hangman. Meaning everything's fallen out very quickly. Money's moving, you know, in and out. But hey, come on, that's all of us, isn't it? You know, money's going out and not coming in. And I just feel as though there's a new move for you. So a new house move, a new area. I feel as though there's travel over the next couple of weeks for you. I feel as though coming into the end of the year, coming into next year, there's a new relationship for you. Whether that will, you know, move on is up to you. I feel as though there's a legal issue or something to do with money coming your way that's in your favour, that's going to be coming. And I feel as though your faith is just going to come back up there. You've got to listen to your instincts a lot more. Now, one thing I am going to pick on with you, lovely, and I'm sorry if I offend because I don't mean to, but stop thinking too much and just live for the moment. Stop thinking, because the way you do it is you go OTT, so you go over the top, very much so within a relationship, and you smother them. And I don't mean that nastily, because it's my job to help you out. Okay, and I just feel as though you just need to be yourself. Okay.
I just have a question: is it a possibility that me and my husband can, you know, get back together, or you see us just, you know, will that opportunity present itself?
You know what? An opportunity will bring itself in for you for communication between each other, but as for you reuniting, that comes down to yourself. It's not what I see. I'm being honest with you because I don't see that at all. But what I am going to say to you is communication does come back in, so it gives you a chance to possibly move it back forward again. But to be honest with you, I feel as though the past is the past and you need to bring yourself into the future, really, and move on, my love. And I'm awful sorry if it's not what you want to hear, but it's definitely not.
Will it be on his part?
To be honest with you, I'm seeing that as a yes. There's nothing, you know, I can't, you know, what I can say to you is the communication's there. It's up to you whether you take it further. Now, you know, obviously I do know that you do love him and there is very much a lot there. But I also feel as though you'd only be going back round in circles and things will end up back with a split no matter what. So if you haven't, I'm going to go through this with you because how I seen it was you was together, there was a split and then the communication, you brought it back round. Okay. Now, if you've already done that, then there you go. It seems to be over. If you haven't done that, then it will bring itself back round. But in all fairness, I just feel as though you'll be wasting your time and wasting your life. And I don't mean that in a nasty way, but you will do what you think's right. It's your karma and it's up to you how you do it. I don't know if you're going to be having some sort of dinner or some sort of get together, because I keep seeing you cooking and doing things. Okay. And that comes in the next, you know, month or so. So there's something there as well, my love.
You say you saw a move for me in a couple of weeks. You see me changing residence?
No. I do see a move, but not in a couple of weeks. Okay. In a couple of weeks, it's to do with travel, to do with work, and to do with other stuff. Okay. There is a move. There is changes, but that comes in for next year. And the next, right. So the next couple of weeks is travel, to do with work and to do with other stuff. Then the next month or so is to do with you doing some sort of dinner party or get together, okay, and you're cooking and you're enjoying it, actually, because I've got all that for you. And then I feel as though next year there's big major changes that are going to be coming in, and I feel as though there's a new relationship that's going to be coming around. You will get pregnant within 18 months, and I see a little boy being born.
Okay.
Okay, my love.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Okay, well, thank you, Lysandra, for calling in. And remembering, if you go over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, I know that we have, is it Nancy online next? Nancy, are you there with us?
I am.
Hi, and may we ask where you're calling from then, Nancy?
I'm calling from Chicago.
From Chicago. Hi. Okay. Okay, what was the reason that you called in for, Nancy?
Well, I'm just wondering if there are any messages for me, especially around work.
Okay. Now, what I do is link to the spirit world here, Nancy. Okay, and I'll do that there for you, and then I'll ask the spirit world the same question of what you just asked me. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Great. Okay, good. Okay. Because I know the minute that I started hearing your voice that there was a lady that was connecting there with me from the spirit world. And I know that this lady, bless her heart, I know that she makes her way that she had trouble with her stomach around her back. So I want to say maybe around the kidney area before she mm-hmm. passed from this life. I know that she's a lady that would tie towards your mum's side, your family of when she was yours, because I know that she takes me to my mum's side. So I know that's where she is with you. Now, I know that she makes me aware as well that she would have spent some time at the hospital towards the end of her life, because I know I'm aware of machinery that starts to beep in the background there with her, which represents the
okay.
hospital. I also know as well that she is coming forward from the spirit world with lots of love and lots of upliftment to you. So she must be like your mum or your grandmother there. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Okay, good, because I know that she's in your life, okay, and she's been around your life quite a lot of late. And she says here to me that, you know, she's seen all what goes on in your life. And if I say to you that you're having a bit of difficulty right now to do with your work, it's almost as if you feel like a pull towards something else. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay. See, because she says to me it's like a pull. You're feeling this pull to go to either settle somewhere else or to go elsewhere or to apply for something. But I know that I want to say to you that pull is so strong at the moment that, you know, it's no good fighting it anymore, because I know that's what you've been doing of late. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
Okay. And she says to me, instead of fighting it, it's about time that we started going with her, because I know that it's pulling you down in your every day-to-day life then, okay? It's pulling you down because you feel not so much worthless, because that's the wrong word, but you feel depleted and exhausted is the word I'm looking for here. Does that make sense to you, Nancy?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, so to answer your question, okay, I know I want to say to you that, you know, the message from the spirit world about your work is that, you know, you follow what's out there in front of you, because I know it's the right path there for you, okay? But I know as this lady keeps talking here to me, she keeps saying to me about that, you know, there's other issues we need to address here right now, okay? Because she again, you know, she's been in your life and she understands what's going on. And those other issues we need to address with you right now is more to the point of your own physical self, okay? So you would mm-hmm. understand for me that physically that there's things is not quite right there with you at the moment. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. A little bit, yeah.
Okay, because she says to me that, you know, you've got to stop denying that yourself as well, because I know that you're the kind of person that is like, well, it doesn't matter, it's okay, it's, you know, I'll be fine. Does that make sense to you, Nancy?
Yeah.
Okay, because she says here to me that instead of worrying about it's going to be fine, it'll be okay, you know, we need that peace of mind, okay? So I don't know whether you need things checked out or you need to go and visit the doctor or the hospital or something, I don't know, but there's certainly a need for things to be dealt with, things to be sorted in your life, okay? Because I know it's important why she addresses that, okay? Now, for
okay.
some reason, she makes me aware of time. And I don't know why she makes me aware of time at the minute. See, whenever the spirit world gives me a certain time, it would always mean that that would either be the time that they passed from this life or it's the time that they took the turn for the worst. And for some reason, I feel as if I want to say to you, it's more like an afternoon time she makes me aware of, because it's quite light outside as she makes me look at there. And I feel it's maybe around the 4:30 mark is important there to her. Does that make sense to you, Nancy?
Maybe. I'll have to think about that one.
Okay, well, please do so, okay, because she makes me aware about 4:30 is important. And as I said, it's either
okay.
the time that she left this life or it's the time that she would have taken the turn for the worst. Because I know that you would have been very supportive of this lady when she was here. You tried to do your best, and she says to me, you couldn't fit it all in. And there must be a certain element to where you feel a little bit I wish I could have done more. Does that make sense, Aitia?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because she says to me that you have felt that way for such a long time now. It's about time that we kind of let it go. Does that make sense, Aitia?
Yes.
Okay. And she says to me that, you know, you still dream about her of a nighttime. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She comes and talks to you in your dream state, okay? So I know that in your dream state, she's linking there with you. She's building that communication. See, I know here, Nancy, as I'm speaking to you, that there is an ability there with yourself, isn't there?
I think so.
Yes, because I know that you're able to communicate in some way with the spirit world. I'm not saying that you're able to do what I'm doing, but I know that you certainly sense the spirit world around you. You certainly know of when they are close. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Because she says to me, you always know of when the spirit world is linking there with you. And I certainly want to say to you that, you know, when she comes close, it's like absolutely perfect, isn't it? Because you mm-hmm. feel like, and would I be right in saying that you feel like a quiver all over your body? You feel, ooh, that's the way she makes me feel, as if I want to shake all over my body because I know that she's close with me. So I know that's how she makes you feel of when she's there. Is that right?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, she also wants me to say to you about, you know, would I be right in saying that your day hasn't got off to a very good start right now? Is that right?
Well, that's true.
Okay, because she says, tell her that her day hasn't gone very well to start off with, but it's getting better, isn't it, as the day goes by?
Yes, it is.
Now, would I be right in saying that to you that you've either had a conversation, or whether that be by the phone or whether it be in person, but you've had a conversation with someone today that's made you feel a whole, I nearly said something else, a whole heap better. Is that right?
Yes.
And that was a bit of a shocking call there for you, wasn't it?
Yes.
Didn't expect that at all, did you?
Mm-mm.
Because she laughs at me and she says, she never expected that one to come, okay? So know that this lady is very close on your vibration. I don't know how long ago she's passed and it is none of my business. But she says here to me about that she's with you. She always has been and she always will be, okay? Now, she says to me that you're talking to her right now. So even as we are speaking, that your thoughts are with her. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And all she wants me to say to you is, the love is coming back to you too. So she wants me to say to you that she loves you too. So would that be right that you're saying to her that you love her?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Well, she loves you too, okay? Because that's what she wants me to say to you, okay? So know how close she is to you, Nancy. Know that you would, you know, if she could, she would take up the rest of the show in staying here with me, okay?
Oh, that's sweet.
But I'm not going to do that because I know Wendy will start throwing things at me. you know, but I know that she comes so close to you and she just wants you to know that she's around your vibration. She says to me about your foot. What's wrong with your foot then, Nancy?
Oh, one of my toes.
Okay. See, it's just here we're saying to you, look, I'm there with you. Okay. So know that she's around your life. Know that she's around your vibration. And remembering, you know, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, click the archives. You can have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Oh, thank you so much. It made me feel great.
No problem at all. Thank you very much. Bye now. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And remember...
Wow. Sorry. what a lovely communication. Absolutely fab.
Well, you know, it's the way it has to be, Wendy, isn't it? Just like your last communication, perfect, you know, because you give exactly what she needed. Wendy, I know that we need to go to another commercial break here, and I start rushing now in a minute. I know that we need to go to another commercial break, and before I do that, the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this. It will play in a minute.
Would you like to get connected to the spirit world?
Then you need Spiritual Connections on MikeSpirit.fm. Every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. UK time, your host, Mike David, will answer your questions and connect you to the spirit world. So remember, tune in to MikeSpirit.fm for your Spiritual Connections.
Yes, and that's Spiritual Connections every Thursday at 6:30 UK time. Wendy, I do believe that we have Doreen online next. Doreen, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, and Doreen, may we ask where you're calling from?
New York.
New York. Okay, Wendy, it's
I
all over to you.
I always talk to you.
Yes, you do. Well, it's over to Wendy now.
Okay.
Hello, Doreen. How are you?
Hello, Wendy.
New York. Wow. I used to read for a lot of people in New York. I've never been, though. Is it a nice city?
Yes. I'm really on Long Island, but yes, it's nice here. Mm-hmm.
Well, even telling me you're on Long Island, it doesn't mean anything to me. It's just a place. And
oh.
It's like, yeah, okay. but I understand it most probably is beautiful. How can I help you today?
I'm looking, I guess, for a reading.
Right, okay. Just bear with me. Doreen, is your nan on your mum's side still here, please?
Is the who?
Your nan on your mum's side, so your mum's mum, is she
no.
in spirit?
Yes, in spirit. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. And was she around about 5'5", please, in height?
Yes.
And did she have very short hair?
Yes.
Okay, I've just got this lady that comes close to me, and she's actually saying that she's, you know, mum's mum. So I'm in Great Britain, we call them nans, you know, or grandmas, but nan sounds better. So, and she just makes me aware that you're kind of like a very busy person, or you like to constantly keep yourself busy. Okay, in
yeah.
other words, you don't sit still for 2 minutes. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So even your mind is like Spaghetti Junction, okay? And this is how she's kind of like saying it to me. And she says that you put a lot of heavy burdens on your shoulders, okay? You tend to be, you're normally very highly strung, okay? And I mean that in the nicest possible way, because you normally hold your emotions and they only go up like a bottle of pop every now and again. Okay, but of late, I feel as though you've been really frustrated. Okay, and to me, I feel as though I've got a snake in the grass, or you know, I've got a sly fox, or I've got someone that's trying to cause me trouble. And this is you, by the way, sweetheart. And I feel as though this person's either trying to cause me trouble around my personal life or around my work life. But whomever it is, you've done no wrong to them. Okay, so. You know, what they're up to, I don't know. So will you be wary, please, over the next couple of weeks to a month? Because
okay.
I just feel as though someone's out to cause some sort of problem with you, okay?
Mm.
And I also feel as well as though, see, I'm getting a lot of emotion. I've been told there's been a lot of emotion. You've been hurt, and you've been hurt big time. Is this within a relationship, please?
I don't know.
No, say no. Okay, thank you. I just feel as though there's a lot of tears around you, okay? I feel as though you won't take no domineering or anything like that because it's not you. You're too tough, okay? But I just feel as though there's something to do with relationships. I feel as though there's something to do with emotions. I feel as though I can't explain it because it's how I get it. And it's what, you know, your nanny's saying, because she just says that you tend to rip things apart and then you, you know, kind of like pull them back together, and you're so unsure about what it is that you want, okay, in life.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that, you know, there's an awful lot of love there for you to give out, okay, but you don't show it enough. So forgive me again. Because you need to show a lot more love within a relationship, okay, and be best friends and this sort of thing. Have you got children, please?
Yes.
Okay. Now, she's shown me two. There might be more than two, but she's shown me two children. So how many children do you have?
One.
Okay. Have you lost one, or?
Yes, a long time ago.
Okay, because she's definitely shown me too, you see, and I'm sorry to be so arrogant to you, because I'm not. She's just said there's two. Okay, so bear with me a moment. Do you have a son, please?
Yes.
Okay, and has he gone up to the teenage years yet, please, Doreen?
Yes, older.
Okay, and is he quite tall?
Yes.
I've got, right, where I am, I call them lanky, you know, the tall, because they're like ladders to me, okay? And I'm seeing a very, very tall young man. Well, actually, he might be a bit older than that, but I see him as a young man. Very good looking, wow. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, has he got dark hair, please, lovely?
What?
Has your son got dark hair?
Sort of. Yeah.
Okay. And have you got beautiful eyes? I don't see brown eyes. I'm seeing brighter eyes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Blue eyes.
Thank you. Because I feel as though his face and his eyes mean a lot. And I feel as though he's very much there. I feel as though there's a lot of travel with him, love. Okay. And I don't know whether he has a hobby and he likes a band, or he likes playing musical instrument, or I don't know, but I'm getting shown this. Okay. And it's as if it's like it's his pastime. It's something he enjoys doing. But I also feel as though he's very scientific, okay, within his work or within his workload. So if I said to you politics and stuff, or all that sort of stuff, okay, politics means nothing to me, but I'm seeing your son go in this direction. Okay, very business-minded, very much, you know, in public, or it's either in the public eye or it's something to do with politics, okay?
Okay.
I feel as though that's to come for him, and I feel as though it's going to be absolutely brilliant. All right. Now with you, who's studying law or doing law?
Nobody.
Do you know a solicitor or a lawyer or somebody along these lines?
No.
You don't. It's all right, darling. I can hear it from you. You know, it's like, no. Well, whatever it is, I feel as though it's like I've got scales. It's like I've got to balance these scales, okay? And I feel as though it's something to do with a friend that's around you, something to do with justice, something to do with money, something to do with the law. But it's definitely someone around you, okay? And I feel as though it's just deserves. I've got to say it's just deserves. But it's definitely someone around you. So it could be a family member. It could be a friend. And I just feel as though it's to come, okay? Do you drive, Doreen?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is it a blue, like a blue type of colour?
Oh, what?
Is your vehicle like a blue? Like a bluey colour?
No.
Okay, because I'm seeing like a white and a blue.
No.
Okay. That seems to be combined. So be careful of it then. Okay, because if it's not you driving it, then obviously I'm seeing something. I don't mean you're going to be having a crash, okay? It's meant to be just something silly. But I'm seeing this, and it's something to do with driving. It's something to do with, because, and forgive me again, Doreen, because I feel as though you do lack concentration now and again. You're very much, you know, the same as me, okay? It has to do with the driving.
Okay.
Right, okay. I'm sorry, but I've got to say things that, you know, it's there. And I know they sound so funny, okay, but I've got to kind of like say it. Are you hoping to go further within your career, please, love?
Yes.
I feel as though there's something to do with career. I feel as though there's more study work, or there's more stuff to come for you, okay? I also feel as though, have you worked in a different country, please?
What? Have I worked in a different country?
Yes, please, love. Have you worked elsewhere?
No.
Okay, I keep getting Australia, okay?
Oh,
something to do with Australia. I don't know whether it's a link to do with family or whether there's something here, love, or you're just going to be visiting, but there's something to do with Australia, and I keep pinpointing it, all right? I also feel as though there's going to be a move for you, but not yet. I feel as though this is coming in about 4 years' time. Okay, from along here. Now, are you not that close to family, please, Doreen?
You mean distance-wise?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I just feel as though there's like an arm's length, so to speak. And Nan's just kind of like said to me, no, you know, it's one of those things that when you get together, you get together. There's nothing up, because I thought, oh, there's problems here in the family. And she said, no, it's just a distant thing. But there is a communication, and they are all very much there within the family. So I got told off, really, you know, from kind of like Nan. And I also feel as though, do you know somebody that committed suicide, please, Doreen?
No.
Okay, I'm going to say it, even though you say no to me, okay? Because I feel as though there's a gentleman, something to do with a hanging, okay? And you might actually remember it later on, all right? I also feel as though I've got a J initial, okay, to this gentleman, because I keep pinpointing this, all right? There's an E initial to Nan, so I don't understand where that is, whether it's within, you know, a middle name or whatever, because she's given me an E initial and she's given me an M. Okay, so M for mother, and she's given me an E. All right, lovely. And I just feel as though there's something to do with travel. There's something to do with travel, has to do with family, but it doesn't come in yet. It comes in the next few months. You're not going to believe a word to say anyway until it happens. Okay, but I'm seeing that there.
Well, I am
as well.
Traveling next month.
Right, okay, but I just feel as though, you know, there's a lot more to come for you. I feel as though there's definitely stuff there as to do with, you know, training and with other stuff that's going to be there for you, lovely. And if I'm honest, I'm going to say to you, the next 2 years is going to be very important for you. It's actually very, very good. I see 2 years, fantastic, you know, very positive for you. And I also feel as though the month of May is very, very important, either as to a birthday or an anniversary, my love.
Mm-hmm. Anniversary.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave it there because I think I've took up a lot of time, and I do apologize.
Okay.
But, I do hope you enjoyed that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Doreen, for calling in, and remember to come over to MikeSpirit.fm. I know you've heard me say this before, but you can have a copy of that reading in my archives a bit later on today. So thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Now, okay, Wendy. Again, absolutely wonderful, spot on. And let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I believe that we have Brenda online next. Brenda, are you there with us?
Barbara.
Oh, Barbara, I do apologize. Barbara.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for here, Barbara?
I've been trying to get into you for a few weeks. I'm just really amazed with you and what you pick up, and wanted to see what you could pick up with me.
Okay, no problem at all. Well, bear with me a second. Let me make my link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Barbara, I know I'm becoming aware of a gentleman here that wants to make his connection here with you, and I know that this gentleman would link maybe more towards your dad's side of your family, because I feel a pull towards my dad's side here with him.
My dad has passed.
Okay.
My dad has passed.
Okay, that's fine. I know that he makes me aware that he complained of his chest. I feel it was the heart that took this man home to the spirit world in the end.
We lost him on Father's Day. He had quadruple bypass surgery, and he had went into cardiac arrest.
Okay. Please don't tell me no more now here, Barbara, because it's my job to tell you. Okay?
Okay.
But I know that, as I said, that he makes it aware it's the heart that took him over, okay? And I know that it was quite quick, okay? That's why I wish that you never said anything. But it doesn't matter, okay? Because I know it was quick.
Okay.
And I know that this man would have had a few warnings before he passed, but he took no notice of them, because he makes me aware that he was quite stubborn. So your dad was quite stubborn when he was here with us, is that right?
Extremely.
Okay. And if I say to you that, you know, that we still believe that he should still be in this life, he's missed out on so, Joe, I feel annoyed. He's missed out on so much in this life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That you're annoyed at him because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. And if he did, he wouldn't miss out on so much, okay? And he's perfectly well aware of that from where he is, of how much. I know that you feel lots of love here for your dad because he's showing me that back, okay? But he also,
I'm a daddy's girl.
Okay, so he also shows him how much that you're annoyed really with him because he didn't do what he was supposed to do, and if he did, then he would still be here to see the wonderful things that's happened, okay? And he also tells me that, you know, he has been seeing those wonderful things that's happened. He's seen the new things that comes into your life. He's seen all the things that's going on in your life, and he tells me that, you know, since he is gone, that he talks to me about the family's extended a lot. Does that make sense to you, that there's... the family's extended. So either that there's been new children that's been born since he's
passed. A lot.
Because I know I want to see you that I've seen them all coming in, okay? So he knows from where he is that he has seen this, he's understood this. But you know that the... I'm not going to say regret, okay? I'm not going to apologize for him because I wouldn't do that. Because I know that he is with us in the spirit world and he is living his life, if you like, in the next dimension of life in the spirit world. But he's watching over you, okay? Now, he also tells me here that the more that he watches over you, the more that he sees... that right now you could do with him in your life. Is that right?
What was that? I didn't get the last part.
Okay, that you could really do with him in your life right now. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because he says to me that, my God, it's been difficult for you, hasn't it, the last couple of months?
Yeah.
And you feel as if life has dealt you a bit of a bad hand right now. Is that right?
Yes.
And if I say to you that you feel that, you know, even though that you've got people around you, even though that you've got lots of family, friends and everything else, you feel that there's a little bit of a lack of support as well. Is that right?
To a certain degree, not too much, but there's still something missing.
That's okay, because he talks to me about it, that you feel that there's, you know, we could do with a bit more, okay? That's what he talks to me about. And I know that he wants me to say to you that, you know, from where he is in the spirit world, he is trying to support you as much as he can. Now, for some reason here, Barbara, would I be right in saying that...
What's that?
That he was quite handy around the home, wasn't he, your dad?
Extremely. I'm living in his home.
Okay, then maybe I'm going to get myself into trouble here. I don't know. But he says to me that there's things in the home that needs fixing.
Yeah, just a little.
Okay. Because he says to me, you know, if he was here right now, that wouldn't be an issue because it would be already fixed, okay? Now, he also tells me here that the doors are a problem in the home, isn't it?
The doors?
Yeah, is there a door that keeps catching in your home then?
Do we have what? There's a door in my back. There's a door in my backyard that, like, needs some kind of fixing, but my mom's always on it.
Uh-huh, okay, because he talks to me about the door that needs fixing, okay? That's okay, as long as you understand the information, that's what's important here. Now, he says to me, you've changed your hair. Is that right? You've changed your hair then?
Yeah, my hair is different than what it used to be.
Okay, because he says he likes your hair.
Oh, it's longer. When he was here, it was short.
Aha, because he says to me, he likes your hair, okay? So, obviously, you know, it's his way of proving to you that he's in your life, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, and I
You've
believe...
You've confirmed a lot of stuff.
Good. Because I believe I want to say to you as well, you know, that you have a lot of doubts about the spirit world. You have a lot of... See, if I say to you that you've had readings in the past that, well, maybe hasn't been... I'm not going to use the word good because that would be wrong of me. But you've had readings in the past that hasn't really confirmed things. It's kind of caused you more confusion than confirming. Is that right?
Yes.
And that's where the doubt comes into it. As if you're doubting, maybe not the spirit world, but you're doubting your belief or you're doubting the energy that's created you. Because I know I need to start doubting of what we believe it's true. Know that your dad is with you, trying to prove his existence here with you right now, okay? He talks
okay.
to me about the side of your face. Now, I don't understand why he tells me that right now, but I'm going to work with him and find out what he means by it. Okay, thank you. If I said to you that you feel like a warmth on the side of your face sometimes, is that right?
I was having issues with my left side.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's fine. As long as you understand it, because I know that he makes me aware of your face, okay? So if you're always having trouble with your left side, then that's perfect. Know that your dad understands that, okay? And you know, he comes through with some lovely evidence really for you, okay? He says to me, I need to slow down. See, your dad would have tried to slow down towards the end of his life, but he says to me it was just a bit too late, wasn't it?
It was.
And if I say to you that he had medication, okay,
he did.
He only started taking it towards the end.
He was taking Comedine. I don't know if they changed it towards the end, but yeah, he tried to hide it from my mom. And
okay, because he makes me aware that, you know, if I only kept up with it, okay, if I only kept up with it. Now, I don't know how old your dad was when he passed, but, you know, he certainly makes me aware that he wasn't a very old man going into the spirit world. He'll, see, he wants me to see 56 for some reason. I don't know if that's how old he was when he passed.
He was 59.
59, there we are, perfect. Okay, because I know I want to say 56. It's not far away, is it? And I know that's, you know. So if I said to you when he was 56, that's when all these problems started, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe that's when it really kicked in, when he started having, he had to retire and everything, so.
Yeah, perfect, okay, because I know that he, you know, just know here, Barbara, that your dad wants to prove his existence to you so much. You know, he wants you to know that he's, you know, he hasn't really left your side, okay?
I know.
He says he's met up with a few other people in the spirit world. And
yes.
You know, this other one that he's met up with, now his mum is there, isn't she?
Yes.
Your grandmother.
Yes.
Now his
yes.
mum, if I said to you that she, oh my God, she was a bit of a hard woman, wasn't she?
His mother?
Yeah.
His mother, I didn't know her too well, but she was a little harsh.
Okay, because I know that she comes to me and she's a bit of a hard woman, you know, a bit harsh, a bit, do as I say, kind of. Feeling, okay, and you know, but you know that's not a bad thing. She makes me aware, you know, that
no.
people respected her for that, okay, because she wants me to say that at least we knew where the grounds lied with her, okay,
right, absolutely,
exactly where we were with this lady, because I know that as she comes closer here to me, that's what she wants me to portray that you that at least we knew where we stood with each other, and incidentally. If you only knew where you... okay, I've got it now. So would I be right, Barbara, in saying that there's some issues either to do with your relationship or there's someone that's close to you that's in their relationship that if we only knew where we stood?
That's how I'm feeling in my current one.
Uh-huh, okay, that's fine, because that's what she makes me feel, you know? And she was a dab hand that, you know, maybe giving us good advice when she was here with us, because I feel... That's what she wants me to say here, too, that she always had good advice for people. She always put people on the right pathway there, because I know that's what she shows me. You know, I always done the right thing there for people, okay? And I know that that's what she wants me to say to you, that the advice she wants me to give to you is, you know, you stick to your guns, you do what you feel is right, and follow your inner feeling, because I know that's where the spirit world inspires us. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Good.
Can okay. I ask something? I'm wondering if he was feeling something on my side of my face. I was diagnosed with a brain tumor that's lodged in the back of my, in the stem of my brain. This is the second one in 11 years.
Oh, okay. Now, would I be right in saying that you've been told that this one is going to be more difficult to treat? Is that right?
I haven't heard that yet. I have an appointment tomorrow.
Okay.
It's smaller than the first one.
Okay, that's fine. Because I feel it's going to... You know, I'm not saying that they can't treat it. I'm not saying that, mind. Okay, but it's going to be... Like, the last one was more of a, like, in, treated, and back home, wasn't it?
Yeah, after a week.
Okay. Well, I believe that this one maybe take a little bit longer. Okay, I'm not saying that there's going to be, like, months and months and months, far from the word, but I know it's going to get sorted there for you. Okay, I know that... See, you are the kind of person that's worrying all the time, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that, you know, I want to put your mind at ease, okay? Let's stop worrying, okay? Because I know that once we have this thing sorted, or have it seen to, that I want to put your mind at ease, okay? So know that the spirit world will work with you, will do whatever they need to do with you to make sure that things are right there for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you so much.
That's okay. Okay, Barbara, I have to end it there, okay?
Okay.
I will say to you, thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm and you can have a copy of that reading in my archive.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I know that we need to go to a short commercial break here, Wendy, but if people want to call in, the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760 083-283-4611. Or if you call on outside the UK, sorry, the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. I'll be right back just after this.
You have a website? How is that working for your business needs? Is your company's website living up to its full potential and driving business to you? Are your customers finding you online? Chances are your website presence is lacking, and that is why Shape Web Designs can help. Shape Web Designs offers a wide range of services that just doesn't stop at web development. We are a full-service company with strategies that are proven to make your internet presence the best that it can be. Our team of online marketing specialists will work with you to provide you with the best marketing strategies, customer-tailored to your company's products and services. Customer service is number one here at Shape Web Designs. We live here in a very techno time. Don't be left behind with a website that is inadequate for your needs. Shape Web Designs, shaping a better tomorrow. Visit us at www.shapewebdesigns.com or call 616-844-0893 today.
Okay, and I know that was a commercial ad from Shape Web Designs, and I must say I would highly recommend Shape Web Designs, because if you are over here on mikesport.fm, then you will find Shape Web Designs and design this absolutely gorgeous website. Well, welcome back, Wendy.
Hello.
Well, we're already halfway through the show, isn't it? Going fast.
It is, actually, and it's lovely to listen to you doing your readings. That was another fab reading. The evidence that you gave there was absolutely brilliant. I felt as though, basically her family was sitting right by her, and you was communicating that way, you know. But even though it's like radio, that's how I felt.
Oh, most definitely. You know, and every communication that comes through, and you know, these people are just standing by, by the side of me, behind me. You know, some of them, Wendy, it's quite funny, because some of them poke me to say, come on, get on with it. You know, they're so eager, you know, because obviously they know who's next in line. I probably privileged about a minute or two before sometimes. You know, other times I'm privileged to know a bit sooner mine. But, the spirit world knows who's coming through next, and the kind of next in line, if that makes sense. And I know next in line that we have, is it Angeline?
Angie.
That's it. Angie, are you there with us?
I'm here.
Hi, and maybe ask where you're calling from, Angie?
Florida.
From Florida, okay. Well, I'm going to give you to my good friend, Wendy. Wendy, it's over to you.
Hello, Angie. How can I help you today, love?
Hi, Wendy. I've never had a reading before. And I would like to know if, my grandpa or anybody actually would have anything to say to me.
Okay, lovely. Well, let's see what we can get. You know, because it seems I love it when people are coming on for the first time for their readings, because your energy is that high, okay? So the more you talk to me, the better it's going to be, for me to get that connection, okay?
Okay.
Now, the
okay.
first thing I pinpoint, sweetie, is there around about three or four of you? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Well, actually, one sister, but I have a lot of stepsisters, and I have a lot of close friends that I consider family. So.
Right, okay, so how many stepsisters is there?
I don't have any. I have one biological sister.
Okay,
yeah.
No problem. There's only two of you. Okay, but I'm seeing three or four of you. So whether there is miscarriage there or whether there's something else, I don't know. But I will still stick with how I've got it, okay? And is there twins in the family line, love?
There is.
Okay, because I feel as though I'm going back, and I feel as though there's something to do with twins. Now, was your grandfather quite tall, please, love?
To me, yes.
To me as well, yes. I'm about 5'1½", so anything from 5'10" onwards is tall to me.
Me too.
And I'm seeing him around about 5'10", 5'11" in height. Okay. I feel as though he loved his hair. Okay. And I felt as though his hair was, falling out really, bit by bit.
And this is what I'm seeing. And I feel as though he's standing there going, yeah, you know, it's like I'm combing my hair or and this is what I've got to kind of like say. So he's a very funny character in himself, a very dry sense of humour gentleman. Because I don't know whether he's joking with me or whether he's serious. And I'm thinking, okay, I'll take it as a joke. And I also pinpoint it. He keeps showing me his lungs and his chest area. Okay?
Okay.
Now, obviously, he's saying to me that he had problems with his breathing. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, and forgive me if you can feel me, because if you could see me, I've got my hands on my chest. I'm acting it all out. But that's just me. It's the way that I do things. And he's showing me, because he says, you know, nearer the end, I couldn't really breathe properly. I had an infection, okay? So I don't know whether it's an infection to the chest or an infection to the lungs. But this is how he shows me. He said he used to smoke. Used to. So whether he did many, many years ago, I don't know. But this is what I keep pinpointing from him, okay? Now, he says to me, you was a very chirpy child, okay? So full of energy and full of yourself. And it's like, you're in there. This is me. This is who I am, okay? And this is what I keep pinpointing. And he says to me, it's like she's the little star of the show, all right?
Yeah.
But he was actually quite shy as well, from what I can pinpoint. So it's a bit of a contradiction. Okay, that he's kind of like showing me, because he says she's very musical, you know. She has got a couple of notes there in that voice of hers. So whether he did this as a child, I don't know, but he's laughing about it. And he says that you couldn't hold down a hobby, really. Okay.
Right.
Because he says you'd start a hobby, you'd start something, and then you'd give it up easily. You'd give 110%, but then you get bored. Okay?
Yeah.
But you get very, very, very bored. And I feel as though, have you got a big dog or something?
No.
Right. Well, he showed me this tall dog, this big dog. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to Dr. Doolittle now. And he's just saying to me, no, the dog. And so I'm gathering there must have been a family dog, or he had a dog at some point, or I don't know, but he's showing it me. Okay?
Okay.
Now, is his wife still here, please?
Yes.
Now, she's not well. Okay. Do you know anything of this?
Well, you know, I have two grandparents over there and an uncle. And so I'm hoping you're talking about the grandpa that I'm thinking about. But I don't know what you're talking about if she's not doing well.
No problem. Is this Mum's dad?
Yes.
Right, okay, then this is where I am, okay?
Okay.
Because he says, Mum's dad. And then he says to me, my wife has got problems with her legs and leg area, okay? So I don't know whether it's circulation or... Because he keeps showing me muscles and circulation in the legs.
Okay? She just found that too long ago.
Right, okay. And then he says that she's been having migraines, headaches.
Okay.
And I just feel as though there's something to do. Now, don't worry and don't panic, okay? What he means by not well, it could be as simple as she's been having a few chest pains, she might have asthma. You know, there could be silly things like this. But what he's trying to say is there's a few niggles, okay? And I feel as though there's something to do with either going into hospital, getting checked, or there's something to do with a minor operation that's going to be coming up. But either way, he's just a little worried, that's all. So because he's obviously a little worried, he wants to kind of like bring this up to you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the other thing that I want to say to you is that... Right, bear with me a moment, lovely. The other thing I want to say to you is, from what I can pinpoint, have you been thinking of moving or wanting to go somewhere? You know, as to a change of direction?
Yes, actually.
Okay, because I feel as though it's not been coming yet, has it? You know, you haven't...
No.
Basically, you've been thinking about moving. You've been trying to put something into some sort of perspective for yourself. And I feel as though it's just not happening. But I do feel as though it is going to happen. It's just delayed. Okay? So there is going to be a move coming in for you. It comes in the next 12 to 18 months. okay? Now, is it you that reads a lot? Do you read books a lot?
I have been lately, yes.
Right, okay. And have you had your eyes tested, or do you wear glasses?
Yes.
Right, okay.
I don't need them, but I've had them tested.
Right, okay. Well, I don't know about that. You know, I'd get them redone because I feel as though you need them for reading and for, you know, watching telly, driving, that sort of thing.
For driving, yeah.
Yeah, because I just feel, well, I've been told, so I'll go with, you know, what I'm getting told from Grandfather, and whatever he says, I'll kind of like pinpoint forward. Okay?
Okay.
And he's going on about it, and he's saying that, you know, you're kind of like squinting when you're reading, and you're squinting when you're watching telly, that sort of thing, okay? So he says, go back, get it checked again, and things need to be, sorted out and organised. He also goes on about that you've been feeling very much in knots, okay, with yourself, as to emotionally.
Very.
Yeah, okay. And he's just going on about that you're not sure again, but there's lots of gifts coming your way, and I see love as well. So are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Because I just feel as though that he's going on about love, he's going on about togetherness, he's going on about, you know, gifts coming your way, and he's going on about that you've just got to let things be as they are. Not worry too much, just let things go a day at a time, okay? And he seems to be reaching down as well, and he's just picked up a baby and passed it to me, okay? So are you hoping to have a child?
No, I can't have any more.
Well, I'm going to argue that. Okay, and I don't care what you say to me, all right? Because when they pass me a child, okay, and especially with it being spirit, in which way you'll get a child, I don't know. But I'm going to argue, and I'm going to say to you, you're going to be a mother, okay? Because he's passed me, and he's passed me a son, and I'm going to say that to you, all right?
Okay.
So I'm awful sorry, because it's how he's given it. All right. Now, the other thing that I want to say to you as well is that you seem to be walking on stilts, okay, at the moment. And I mean that with everything, every single thing that's going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But either way, I'm kind of like seeing this as well. And I also feel as though March, because I keep seeing daffodils as well, you know, so I'm seeing like March area and things like that. It's been an important month for you. Okay.
Okay.
But I just keep feeling it. But I also feel as though March is an important month, has to do with either a passing or a birthday. So this comes in as well, lovely. But
okay.
Also, who's had cancer, please?
Who's what?
Who's had cancer?
My great grandma did.
Right. Okay. Because I feel now, was that in her chest area and in some of her organs? Okay,
yeah.
Because I've just got an impression of someone saying, you know, I passed cancer, and I've gone, right, okay, that tells me. Now, I'm going to give you her mannerisms now, okay, because she said to me, right, give us your ear, possibly if I just pull it a little bit, then you'll listen to me, okay? So, not nasty, but she's very...
No, she was definitely not nasty.
But she's very much up front, she's very soft and gentle, but to the point.
Yes.
And I've got to kind of like say that because she hasn't, and I actually laughed at her because I thought, oh, how lovely are you? Because she's gone, listen now, listen. and I just feel as though that it is very much a big loving family, okay, that I'm seeing around here. And I just feel as though, that I don't know whether you run or jog or something, but someone does exercise. Well, she's showing me this, okay? And she's showing me a park, and so you obviously like to be outside an awful lot, you know, when there's something
yes.
here. Someone's got their own business. And please forgive me, because I'm going to go a bit quicker because of my time frame, okay, lovely?
Sure.
I just feel as though for you, it's like I'm stepping out of this low-toned energy I've been in, and I'm coming into a new one, okay? So I'm coming out of a, I'm not going to say depression, I'm going to say a low energy. Okay.
Okay,
coming out of a lot of energy, I'm coming into new, I feel as though I'm standing proud, you know, I've got this family very much around me, darling, and it is your immediate family. Now, as Mike's lovely put up for me, it could be an adoption, you know, I mean, yes, it possibly could be, but either way, I see you with your own little family, okay, I'm seeing you getting out and about a lot more, I do see a dog, I'm not going nuts, I'm seeing a dog, they're telling me that everything seems to be coming around for March area, next year. I also feel as though there's a birthday in July as well that needs to be celebrated, or there's going to be celebrated big time. So I'm pinpointing that as well. And I just feel as though I'm having to give you some basically, you give me yellow flowers when it's a birthday, you see. But I'm giving you some pink ones now as well and some red ones, all right? So I don't know whether this is significance to the colour or something to do with you, because I've got carnations and roses and I'm passing them to you, okay? Because he seems to know the garden, or that could be grandma, actually. They seem to know the garden and this sort of thing, okay? I keep getting the name Irene or Eileen, so I don't know what that means, and I keep getting Nancy. All right, so I'm going to leave it there for you. All right,
okay.
Wendy.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Wendy. And remember, Angie, if you go into mikespirit.fm, you will obtain a copy of that reading the mark. I was a little bit late on today. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. I do believe that we have, is it Louise on next? Louise, are you there with us?
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. And yourself?
Oh, great. I just hope that those idiots that put that crap on your screen find a life.
Well, I hope so too, you know, but let's not let people like that get us down, you know.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for what you do and your guests.
No problem at all. The pleasure is all ours. We enjoy being here each and every week, you know, just to give you people, you know, our listeners and the callers, communications, because this is what we love to do and this is what we enjoy doing. May I ask you, Louisa, where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Kansas.
Okay. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for here?
I'm calling because I have a mom who's in the midst of transitioning over to the other side, and she's been lingering on for a while. She's been put through a lot of horrific events by my siblings, and she lives in another state. She's about 600 miles away, and I'm wanting to know if you have any messages or if you have any idea. I originally thought that she would be completely passed over by the end of this month, and if you get any feeling on that. I'm hoping the sooner the better.
Okay, let me bear with me. Let me make my link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Very much.
Okay. Okay, ladies. I know that I'm instantly aware of a lady in the spirit world. Okay, that would connect there with you. I want to say that would have passed them to the spirit time ago. I know with this lady that have been maybe quite a... The built lady of the build of her body before she passed. I know that she would have been a lady that's not very tall. I feel she's maybe around 5'2", 5'3" in her height when she was here with us. I believe that this lady could be like your grandmother, your mum's mum, when she was here with us.
I'm sorry, I can't hear everything you're saying.
That's okay, no problem.
I heard just 5'2" or 5'3", and I didn't hear the rest.
Okay, that she would have been around 5'2", 5'3" when she was here with us. I know that she would have been a lady that's quite slight of her build, of her body, before she passed on to the spirit world. She would have been a lady that would have been... I believe that she's your mum's mum, okay? Your grandmother.
Okay.
I know that she would have suffered in the body before she passed herself. I know that she would have been quite ill prior to her passing. I feel that there would have been like a long build-up to this lady's passing of when she was here with us, okay? Does that make sense there, Jim?
That might have been her answer. My grandmother passed very quickly. She went into the hospital for indigestion and wound up passing from a heart attack.
Okay, so you believe it's her sister, is it?
That could be her sister, who had a long, drawn-out illness before her passing and could fit that description.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know that this lady is around me, okay? And I'm asking her the same question that you asked me about how long is it going to be. And, you know, I know that people have asked me this question before. I've never really had the answer to give to you, okay?
Yes.
I so feel the same now because... You know, it's not up to us to know when they're going to pass. And, you know, and I understand where you're coming from. If it's, you know, she's going through some difficulty, then, you know, I hear what you're saying. The sooner the better, in your opinion. But I know
they cut off her legs and they've put in a permanent trach, and they've had about 6 surgeries now. She's 82 with no immune, diabetic. They recently took out more bone out of her back and gave her a skin graft.
She's
tied to her bed with no limbs available to use. Can't eat, can't speak, grunts like an animal, and it's horrific.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. No, that's not really nice at all, is it? Okay. If I said to you that, you know, even though that your mum is in, you know, a sorry state, but, you know, your mum is not the kind of lady who's going to give up, is she?
Right.
And I do feel that that's what she wants me to say here, that, she, you know, she's a fighter and she'll fight right until the last moment.
Well, now, she's been wanting to go. She's been trying to pull all of her tubes out. She wants to go. She does not want to be here. Her living will and her DNR said, you know, she had, way back when, she never wanted to be kept alive like that.
Okay. Okay, let me bring Wendy in on this one with me. Okay, Wendy,
okay.
Can you come in here with me with this one?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, did you hear anything of that reading there?
I did, yes. To be perfectly honest with you, is your mum actually quite thin, sweetheart? Do you know anything about mum at the moment?
I'm sorry.
Do you know anything about mum at the moment? Do you know whether she's losing weight?
Oh, she can't lose any more. I doubt it. She's not eating. They have her on feeding tubes, but she's so swollen and she's so enlarged from the steroids that they have to give her to stay alive.
Right, okay. Because I've seen her very frail, you see. Because I've seen a very frail lady, a very tough lady, okay. It's as if, please don't take this the wrong way, okay?
Yes.
But it's as if she's kind of like saying, what are you all doing to me? Go away, you know, this is my dignity.
Well, she went into a coma, she bit the nurse.
Because she was trying
to pull everything out. But yes, she has a lot of strength, but she was trying to pull everything out and she bit the nurse and then they sedated her, put her into another forced coma. She does not want to be alive.
No, she doesn't. If you can just be quiet for a minute. I don't mean this nastily, okay?
But I'm
trying to give you some evidence, darling, okay? Because when families and when people are certainly not wanting to be in this world and are very ill, they're in between worlds. And obviously, with it coming in for Halloween, it's the best time within the energy for us to connect. Okay, and people in comas I can tend to connect with very easily, and I'm trying my best to connect with mum here. And the first thing that I did pick up was, I'm frail, I've got my dignity, leave me alone, I'd rather die than be nursed the way I am with you lot, okay? And you've just kind of like validated quite a bit to what's been said there. And I just feel as though, like, mum just wants to be left alone, or better still, just give me some sort of injection or tablet that will just say goodbye to me, because I'm sick of you people now. Okay, what are you doing to me? Stop trying to keep me alive and my body alive. It's time for me to go. I've had enough. I feel as though all her organs and her body's closing down bit by bit, and the nurses are keeping them, and the doctors are keeping them open. Okay, and I just feel as though, I can't explain it. I feel as though your mum, and now forgive me because I'm going to be very, very honest here, and I think this is what
Please
you want
do.
From me. I feel as though mum is in a lot of pain. Okay, and I do. And I feel as though from her bowels to her kidneys to her livers to her chest to her lungs, it's like everything is just collapsing, my love. Okay?
Yeah.
But they're keeping her holding on. She would have been gone at least a month ago if they hadn't have been keeping doing all of this stuff. And I feel as though now, have they given her, is she on like a type of a morphine or a very high drug, lovely?
Yes, they have her on a forced coma.
Right, okay, because I feel as though that's actually deteriorating the body as well, okay? And I just feel as though mum kind of like, she's in and out of consciousness, so I feel as though she's in and out of the spirit world, in other words. She's over there, then she comes back. She's over there and she's like, oh, bloody hell, am I still here? And I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to swear, okay?
But
this is how I'm getting her. And I just feel as though, you know, she'd like to go now. We all know that. okay? But I feel as though it's going to be in the next month or so, because I'm getting, you know, and I want you to kind of like remember this now, because even though we're coming up for Christmas time, I feel as though, you know, for Mum, it's like, no, you know, it's going to be a relief for everybody, and everybody can get on and get on with their lives and remember me for who I was, the strong, stubborn, outspoken woman, not this invalid. I'm sorry, that's how she sees
it. Right.
All right.
I was hoping that it was this month. I really thought that it would be this month.
I'm not getting that, but doesn't mean I'm
very
right
hard
either.
Because I can't be there. I've been cut off because I don't agree, and I reported them for the abuse. And I just, I sat yesterday. 36 people were in her room visiting her, and like a freak show. And it's not about her. They exploited her a few weeks ago and made $60,000 off of her being ill. And it's just horrific. And I just want it over for her. And there's nothing I can do. So I wondered if she had any messages for me in particular. Very weird dream about her last night. And I'm just kind of...
It wasn't a dream.
In my dream, we were in an apartment. Some man came to the door that we didn't know. He forced his way in. He took off his clothes and wouldn't leave and was taunting her, but not sexually, but just took his clothes off and just was like, tough. You're going to do what I say regardless. And he was connected to the political and police system, and it was very, very horrific. I don't know what happened.
The abuse that she's having, love. In all fairness, for you to have that dream, one, it's not a dream. Two, it's your mum communicating with you in some way, okay? And she's basically saying to you, you know, you've done everything right and you've done everything that you possibly can, all right? But also that as to the drugs and everything else, that she, and I understand where you're coming from, okay? I really do. But because mum's drugs and everything else, whatever else is going on, I don't think, and now this sounds awful of me, I don't think she's bothered anymore. I feel as though she's just like, yeah, let it get on, let him get on with it. You know, I'll soon be gone from this and I'll soon be at peace, okay? Because I just feel as though she's had a time, she needs to go, and, you know, it will be a little bit delayed, but I'm hoping I'm wrong. I hope I'm very wrong for you, my love. But either way, she will go and she will be at peace. Do you understand? Now, is there a big family with you?
Yes, I have. My family from my mom, my siblings, and I do no longer speak because I can't be in on that. But I have my immediate, my current husband is very ill, and I have my own challenges, and we are very poor, so I can't just get there. They're over 600 miles away. And
do me a favor, okay?
Yeah.
For 2 minutes, okay? I want to tell you rather than you telling me, okay, my love? Because, one, doesn't matter whether you fell out with mother or whoever within the family, okay? It doesn't make a difference to your mum. As far as your mum's concerned, you've been there, you're fighting for her, she loves you for it, okay? She's a very stubborn lady. I will tell you that, okay? No matter what's happened, darling, she loves you. Simple as. For everything else, darling, you will say your goodbyes your way. You're communicating with her now. I think she's saying that to you, okay? I know you've got your challenges, my love, but that's your life, no offence, and that's what you've got to deal with.
Yes.
And you will deal with it, and you'll deal with it very, very well. And I also feel as though, you know, there's something to do with medication with your husband. There's something to do with some sort of minor operation. I feel as though stomach area as well. And I just feel as though things are going to get better. All right.
Great.
I feel I've got to say that to you because I haven't got much time now, and I want to kind of like give you some positivity within your life. Okay.
Thank you.
And I just feel as though you pick yourself up, love. You dust yourself off. Congratulations. There's not many people that can do that, and I'll tell you. Okay. One thing I do want you to do is don't feel guilty with mum. Just think of the good times. Think that she is your mum. She does love you. And that's all there is to it. As with your husband, things will get better. But he's got to get off his butt and do it himself too. Okay? So you tell him that from me. I don't care what he says. Tell him that from me. As for you know, children, that sort of thing, that's just everyday life, lovely.
Yes.
Things are going to be there. You know, money's going to have to be sorted out, everything else. You're very creative. very creative lady, and I do feel as though you need to write or write a book. Make sure you take that advice I've given you, okay, my love?
Thank you very, very much.
I'm going to leave it there, all right, honey?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I love your help. Thank you very much.
It's all the pleasure, it's all ours. And, you know, my thoughts are really with yourself and your family and your mum at the moment. And, you know, that's why I asked Wendy to come in there, because I know that she would be the better one, if you like, to bring that communication from your mum, even though that she's in that state of mind. So thank you, Wendy.
I appreciate that. We as a family are okay. We don't have bad circumstances, but, you know, we're trying to move forward. And, you know, she will always be my mother. And, you know, I am grateful for that. I am who I am because of her. But, you know, I do have hope. I just would like for her to be in peace and to move forward. And those who have done her so awfully wrong to have their karma.
Well, you know, when your mom passes, you know, I know that she will make that communication and it will be perfect for you. But, you know, for now, I know that my thoughts are with you and the family and with your mom.
Thank you. I know you have a lot of calls, and thank you for the time you've given me.
No problem at all. Well, remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to copy that reading. My guy was a little bit late on today. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
I definitely will. Can you put me on mute so I can listen to the show?
I think my producer can do that. I'm not sure if he can, but I hope he can. I don't know, but I'll leave it up to him. So thank you very much. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines here, Wendy. I believe that we have, is it Ophelia on next? I don't know if I said that right.
Hello?
Hello, is that Ophelia? Have I said it right?
Yes, it's me.
Okay, Ophelia, can I ask you where you're calling in from?
Singapore.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for here, Ophelia?
I have a question that I've asked my spirit guides or whoever is with me. My question cannot be asked over the radio show because it's a little bit sensitive, but I hope we can get messages on from them to see whether if my, you know, or concerning the question that I've asked to my spirit guides.
Can I answer this one, Mike?
Yes, you most certainly can, Wendy.
Hello there, Ophelia.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Right, first things first, again, I'm a very blunt lady, and I'm going to make it quite clear to you, okay? Because I'm going to help you out a little as well. Many years ago, you know, I'm 41 now, and I started at 16, okay? And you will understand who this is from where you are. My first spirit guide was called Lu Xin, okay, very much Chinese, etc. And he worked with me, and I couldn't understand, a young lady, couldn't understand spirit guides, where they was coming from, what it was all about. I asked lots of different questions, and I thought I was talking to myself, okay, and I thought that I was going nuts. Then I had a new spirit guide come in, which was a light. And because I'm human and my own human ego couldn't accept that, I asked this light to give themselves a name, which was Angie, and to put themselves into human form because I couldn't understand this light thing, okay? Again, I work with them, and I don't tend to question too much now because obviously years on, I get on with what I'm doing. What I'm trying to say to you is no other medium or psychic or anybody else can answer questions from your spirit guides. But I think that's what I'm trying to say to you, because at the end of the day, spirit guides are there personally for us. So you must ask questions and don't think any questions silly, okay, or insensitive. You have just got to do it, you know, and whether you communicate through your mind, through your gut instincts, through a crystal, and, you know, whatever you choose to do, you can test them all if you like. But it's up to you to go into communication, up to you to go into visualization, meditation, and get your connection, because I could say to you, you've got a big monk, blah, 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 blah. How are you going to know that's true unless you connect yourself? So I'm really trying to say to you, we can see your spirit guides. We'd rather not communicate with them because each one of us has possibly the same spirit guide, different spirit guide. It's up to us ourselves to get that communication, my love, okay?
No, what I meant my spirit guide is, I think 2 weeks ago I called in and Mike talked to my grandmother. So I was thinking right. That if my grandmother has any message for him.
Right, okay. So it's a difference. Let me just do this for the callers now, okay? Spirit guides are someone that you communicate with and you start your psychic or spiritual side, okay? Your guardians are your family. Your family is guardians. So they're not your spirit guides. They are your guardians. They're there to protect you. They're there to communicate with you. They're there to tell you any problems, any, you know, that sort of thing. So they're your family. And then you've got angels and then so on and so on. Okay? Sorry, Mike, I'll pass it back to you, love.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. Okay, Ophelia. See, now, I don't know if this is your grandmother, but I know I've got a lady in the spirit world that I want to say to you that when she was here with us, and I can't remember the reading I gave you 2 weeks ago, I really can't, but I know that this lady is quite a nicely built lady in the build of her body of when she was here with us. I do feel as if I would say to you that she would have been quite a bubbly kind of lady in her character, is very much happy-go-lucky in her character when she was here with us, and you know, life didn't really bother her too much, you know, she just got on with life and done what she needed to do. When she was here with us. Do you understand that being your grandmother?
I think it's not her.
Okay. Do you understand?
My grandmother is, I don't know whether she's bubbly, but I know that she's very good in talking. So if there's someone who bullies her, she would stand up for herself. That's what I know.
Okay. Okay. So do you understand that description with somebody else in your family?
My auntie, my father's sister.
Okay, don't tell me no more. As long as you understand it, that's what's important. Because, see, it's not always the ones we want to come through, is it? But I know that this lady is with, and she makes me aware that she's very much full of life. She was a nicely built lady in a build. And if I said to you that she was she feels she's a nice age passing on to the spirit world. And I feel, you know, whatever a nice age is, I don't know. But she makes me aware that, you know, that she lived a nice life. She enjoyed what she'd done with her life. But when she went, it was her time to go, okay? She says to me that everything got settled before she passed, okay? So meaning that her vibration, her life, the people in her life kind of got settled before she passed. Because she says to me she wanted to make sure that she was all content and all happy before you all left this life. Before she left this life. And I know as she links on your vibration, she says here to me that, you know, I know that you are spiritually aware of the spirit world yourself, okay? I know that you're able to build some kind of communication with the spirit world. And I do feel as if I need to say to you here that, you know, it's like what I would call tools that helps us to build a communication. So would it be right in saying that you use some kind of, like, tools to help you to build a communication, is that right? You use some methods?
I have tarot cards, but I'm still learning how to use it.
Okay, see, now to me that's like a tool, isn't it? Okay, because I know that Wendy will agree with me here that when we're using the tarot cards, I know whenever I use cards, that I start off using the cards and straight away the spirit world kind of jumps in there and takes over, okay? So if you're learning the tarot cards, then that's exactly what I'm talking about. Because the more that you learn about them, the more that you understand, and the more spiritually that you will become aware. Okay, and I know I want to say that to you that you have to keep going. So have you not been thinking, I don't want to do this no more? You've been thinking, maybe this is not the right pathway for me, okay? But I know I want to say that you need to keep going, because this lady in the spirit world and your grandmother in the spirit world obviously wants you to keep going, because they've taken the time to be with us tonight to build this communication here with you, okay? There's something about I want to better myself as well. So would you understand that you're trying to better yourself as well right now?
Bet what?
That you're trying to better yourself. I don't know whether you're studying or you're trying to learn something or understand something more, but it's about life, okay? It's not about the tarot cards. It's something else in your life. You're trying to better yourself out. So whether it's a job that you want to move on to something different, or you want to go into something different, but no, it's about bettering your life.
Oh, okay. There's some situation I'm facing in my life right now, and I'm trying very hard to protect myself. So my question is actually relating to this. So I was wondering if, you know, if there's any answer on it by my spirit guides. I mean, not spirit guides, garden. I'm so sorry about the terms. I'm not very sure about.
No, that's fine. I know of what you mean, and from the people in this spirit world, the people that's around you. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. See, even though I don't know the question, okay, the answer I want to give you is that the answer I want to give you is you must move forward, okay? Don't stand still. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Good. Okay. I know I have to move on. Okay. I know I have to take some more callers now. But let me say there to you, thank you very much for calling. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. I say thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. I know that we have to go to a short commercial break here, Wendy, and we'll be right back just after this.
Would you like to get connected to the spirit world? Then you need Spiritual Connections on MikeSpirit.fm. Every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. UK time, your host, Mike David, will answer your questions and connect you to the spirit world. So remember, tune in to MikeSpirit.fm for your spiritual connection.
Okay, and that's remembering that's Thursday, 6:30 UK time. Spiritual Connections with me, Mike Davis. I believe that we have Katie online next. Katie, are you there with us?
I am. Hi. I have so enjoyed listening to your show.
Thank you very much. And may we ask where you're calling from here, Katie?
I am from Texas.
From Texas. Second caller from Texas.
Yeehaw.
Okay, Wendy, it's all over to you.
I believe they do great ribs in Texas. I've been watching the cooking programs, you see. That's what it is.
isn't it the burgers?
I'm sorry?
Over in Texas. Do you have great beef burgers?
We have everything good in Texas. It's on there.
Wendy, let's go to Texas.
Let's go to Texas. I've been watching those drive time, you know, dives and something on the telly, and he does all over Texas and everything, and honest to God, the meat and everything over there, Mike, I'm telling you, we've got to go, love.
Well, you know, there's another place I want to visit in America, and I want to do Route 66. I don't know why I want to do it. I want to have my photo taken by the 66.
Well, when we go over to Texas, Katie, you're going to have to meet up with us and get a photo and cook for us, okay?
Okay, I can.
There you go. See, brilliant. Right, let me get on to your reading, lovely. Who's the redhead? Who's got red hair or dyed red hair?
I have red hair.
Okay. So,
Texas.
And
we're red hairs.
He's off it now. He's off. Sweetie, are you very pale?
Well, I guess.
Have you got a pale complexion, sweetie?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I'm seeing red hair, pale complexion, very petite you are, really, especially in the face, okay? I'm seeing a very, very petite lady here. You're very softly spoken, but by God, if anyone messes with you, I'm running now, okay? Because I just feel as though it's like you've got one of those, please forgive me now, Katie, because you've got a harsh face that tells people, don't come near me, don't start with me, but you're far from it. You're such a loving and sensitive person, okay? And I just feel, and it's lovely to see this, okay? You're very business-minded, to be honest with you. Now, whether you agree with me on that, it doesn't really matter. But I just feel as though you're very good with finances, dealing with finances, this sort of thing, okay? And I also feel as though it's like no one messes with me and my family, okay? Want to step over the mark and you'll know about it. I'll give you the warning first. At least you give a warning. I don't. I just jump in. So I generally feel this with you. So you're very family orientated. You have the strength of a lion, my lovely, okay? Because this is what I'm getting with you. You won't take no messing. You see things very much black and white. You are spiritual. You are open-minded. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on the phone, okay? What I do feel as though it's like black, white. This is how things are. I'm ready for a new life. I'm ready for new things. I'm ready to shift my energy, okay? And I also feel as though you're either like a grandma or like a mum. So is it a mum or grandma that's in spirit, please, love?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Okay, is mom in the spirit world or is nan in the spirit world?
No, grandmother. No, my mom.
Okay. Not a problem. Do you resemble your grandmother?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, whether you resemble her with the hair or whether it's with the looks on the face, but I'm getting this lady that comes forward, okay, and she's very well-to-do, I think is the words I want to use. So she talks with a plum in her mouth, even though she's common as me and you, okay? And I just feel as though everything happened quick with her. Okay, so I feel as though, I don't know whether she had a heart attack or whether there's something to do with her chest, because she's pointed to her head. Okay.
You sure it's not my daughter? My daughter died a year and a half ago.
Right, okay, and what did she die of, please?
Motorcycle accident.
Right, so was there something to do with her head?
Yes.
Okay, because it's specific. She's pointed to her head, and then she points to her chest.
Yes.
Okay, so she's telling me something, and I can't put the two together, okay? But this is how I'm seeing it. Now, did your daughter resemble you in some way, please, lovely?
Absolutely.
Thank you, because this is where I need to be with her, okay? But she's very old-headed, okay? So even if she is young, she's very old-headed. You know, she's very wise, okay? And I have to say that, because, and I don't mean it literally, okay, but I have to say this as well, and I keep pinpointing, bear with me a moment, September, October. So what's to do with September?
I don't know. I know my birthday's coming up in November.
Right, no, she said something to do with September. I'd like to say yes to that, but I can't, because she's pulled me back to September. Okay, and she said it's important, or there's something to do with September. And she also goes on about the month of May. Okay.
She died on Easter, so I don't know what
okay.
happened.
Right, okay.
Oh, September was the final hearing. That's probably what it was. That was the murder trial hearing. That was the person that was responsible got convicted.
Right, okay, because she said September was... Right, all right, it makes sense now, because she told me that September is very important, and she told me that May was very important. So whether this, you know, it started like this, or the thing started like a year ago or something in May, and then it's kind of like took itself over to September. But she's going on about this, okay? Now, from what I can pinpoint, wasn't she literally... Forgive me now, look, because I'm going to be open and blunt, okay? But wasn't she literally, you know, ridden off the road?
Yes.
Because I feel as though it wasn't just, I can't explain this to you. I can only tell you.
No, it was a horrific accident.
Yes, thank you. All I can say to you, it wasn't seconds.
It wasn't what?
It wasn't seconds. As in time frame, it wasn't seconds. It lasted a while.
Yeah.
Okay? It lasted a while. She's going on about this to me. She said it lasts a while. And then I feel as though there's something. Now, is there debris or is there a tree or is there something to do with this?
She hit a curb. She wasn't driving. Her boyfriend was.
Okay. She showed me a long road.
It was. They went off on the highway. And he never slowed down off the side road.
And had he been drinking?
I'm sorry?
Had he been drinking?
We don't know, but we think
Something's not right. She's saying to me he was sluggish. So there's only two things that can make you sluggish, and that's either a joint, drugs, or drink. But she said to me, drink. Okay? And this is how she's bringing it to me. But I feel as though they had a row. Okay, well, there's something to do with having a bit of a 1-2 with each other. So I get temper, I get anger with him. Was he a young gentleman that had anger issues?
Absolutely, really bad.
Okay, because you know what, and I've got to, again, be very honest, because she said he's got temper issues, but, I love him. I love him, you know, and I can't change that, because she said to me, I loved him. So no matter what, she accepted him for who he was. And, you know, she had it in her own head that he wouldn't hurt her when he had, he had beat her. I don't know whether he'd smacked her or whether there was an issue, or because she's going on about this as well. But this is previous?
Yes.
Did you know about this?
I didn't know that one, though.
But I kind of guessed it. I kind of surmised it just by some of the things that happened.
Yeah, because you can have, like, she went from this very bubbly, bright young lady to quite inward with herself and quite quiet and
totally changed.
She was moody. Totally. She was moody. And she says to me, you know, no matter what, nothing would have changed. I'm going to make that clear. All I'm trying to do is say to you, this is your daughter. This is how it was. This is how she wanted to be. And I'm just validating, really, my love. Okay. But one thing I can say, no matter what you'd have done or said, she'd have still done it. So you must have a blame at yourself for something, love. Okay. Or you must be going through emotion. Why, but, if. You know, and this is what she's saying to me. And she's saying, no matter what, it would have all been the same. So why she keeps beating herself up and why she keeps, you know, having nightmares and going through things, I don't know. Forgive me, I'm being honest again.
That's my daughter.
But I have to kind of like say these to you, lovely. But I also feel as though she's still using the, forgive me here, she's still using the house as if she would have done. If she'd have been alive, as in, here she comes, the door goes flying open, she makes an entrance, you know, the door goes slamming again. There's no, forgive me now, okay, because she says to me, there's no respect. I go in, I go and get me food, I give a bit of a mouthful, we have a bit of a 1-2, and then I kind of like either go back out or I go up to a room.
Yeah.
Okay? And this is how she's... This is how she's making it. But she said, you know what? We clashed. What the problem was is me and my mum were so alike, really. And I refused to see that. Okay? She refused to see that. But she says that you clashed. But it's not in a bad way. Okay? I think it's just her rebelling. Okay?
She didn't have grown up yet. She was only 20 years old.
Right. Now, you're wearing her chain?
Yes. On my
All right, because she said you're wearing her chain and, you know, she's very proud of that and, you know, she thinks it's fantastic that you're wearing something of hers. But you've got to clear out now, she said. Sorry. She just said clear out, okay? You can't keep my Snickers and God knows wherever else upstairs, you know, in their own wardrobe or wherever. You can't keep it now. You've got to let it go. Give it away. Do what you want. So sorry. But that's how she's talking, okay?
And she just said...
Yeah, well, she said, bye.
I mean, let me ask you this. I mean, do you see... me getting married again after all
right,
this happened?
Bear with me then. Let's ask her and see what she brings in, okay? But if you can just be quiet for a few minutes and I'll try and bring everything in for you, okay? But I've got to finish what she's saying, okay?
Okay.
She says, keep the blouse. Keep her blouse. There's her favourite blouse and there's her favourite jacket. Keep them. Get rid of the rest. Okay, so that's on that. She says, money seems to be going out. She said, you seem to have lost the joke or the joker within you. Okay, but this is what I seem to be pinpointing. She said, there's fresh new things that's going to be coming for you, very much so, all right? She said, stop laying down and feel, forgive me, because I'm going to be very, very honest here as well. She said, stop feeling like a victim. She said, because you're not. Life's got to be how you make it, and you've got to get up, and you've got to get out there. You know, there's many things for you, and, you know, you're such a strong person, and you're such a loving person. People do flirt, men do flirt around you. It's just that your body language tells them where to go. Okay, forgive me, because this is what she's saying, right? And she says, you know, if you go out and about a bit more, you know, and I don't know whether you've got a singing voice or something, or whether it's karaoke or something, but she's going on about this. So whether it's a friend or whether it's you, lovely, but she's saying get out and about a bit more. There is a gentleman around you from where I can pinpoint. I don't know whether it's got an M initial, so I don't know if it's Michael, Matt, whatever. But she's going on about this. And she says to me, you know, he's great, he's fab, but you kind of like just brush him off. One minute you're all flirty to him and the next minute you just brush him off. She said, stop it. She said, it's about time that you got out the old-fashionedness. Okay, and instead of them coming to you and wooing you, what's the matter with you doing it? I'm so sorry. but she's
that
going on about, yeah, she's going on about this, and she says to me, "Mum, the sun's shining down on you. You definitely will be in a new relationship, but whether it lasts is down to you. Show the love. You've got nothing to lose anymore. Stop hiding behind yourself and just get out there." Okay, and I've got to end it there because she really is very draining. You know,
she's got a lot of energy.
she has got a lot of energy, and I've got to say to you that she's such a loving energy, and I'm very glad that I managed to get this connection for you. And I am saying to you, I've never had it that blunt. They've never been that blunt and coming through, so I hope you understand your daughter. And that's about all I can say to you, my love.
No, that's my daughter, 100%. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome.
So,
actually, Wendy, I want to elaborate just a little bit there, because if I can there, Katie.
Yes.
Would I be, because I'm aware of mum as well, okay? And so you understand your mum in the spirit world, yeah?
No, my mom and I don't talk. She actually lives here. My mom hasn't passed yet.
Okay.
She's still alive.
I'm aware of a lady that makes me feel like she's mum, okay? So maybe this is your grandmother, then I'm not sure, okay? Now, I'm aware of this lady that's with me, and I know as Wendy was speaking there too, she said, I need to speak to her, okay? So I know I've got this lady here with me in the spirit world that I want to say to you that it's cancer. This is how this lady passed, okay? Certainly it's cancer. So do you understand of a lady that would be like a mum to you that passed with a cancer?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All she wants me to say to you is that I have her with me, okay? Now, what I mean by that is, she has your daughter with her, okay? Stop feeling as if your daughter's on her own there in the spirit world, because she's not. She was met, she was greeted, okay, by this lady in the spirit world, okay? Because I know that you keep saying to yourself, she's on her own. I need to be with her. I need to help her. I need to show her she's not alone. So please stop thinking that. Does that make sense there to you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that okay? Okay. And I know I need to say that you stop blaming yourself. Okay? I hope that helps you.
It does.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I know I knew I couldn't leave it there without telling you about her, okay? Because she's been, as I said to the last caller, or actually I was saying to Wendy, sometimes they poke me to say things, and God, this lady has been pushing me. I have to tell you, okay? Because I know that she was a loving lady in this life, and that's exactly how she is in the next life. She's taking care of your daughter, okay? And she wants you to know she's fine and well. As the perfect communication of Wendy has come through from your daughter, so has the lady come who wants to, like, mother her in the spirit world, okay?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say thank you very much for calling. And remember, if you've gone over to my archives, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading a little bit later on today. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Wendy. First things first, I want to apologize to all the people that was online. I know that we had loads of people online and maybe like another 80 or 90 people there. So I want to apologize to every one of you people that didn't get through. Keep trying. You will get here. You know, you will get to have a reading. Remembering there is two shows a week that I'm doing. It's this show, which is the Sunday, the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. I also do spiritual connections with myself, Mike Davis, every Thursday, and that's at 6:30 UK time. That's 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Keep calling in. It's what makes the show. And, you know, if he wasn't lucky enough this time, then keep trying next time. You will get through. And, you know, I apologize profusely to every one of you that, you know, I've been reading the chat room. There's been some that's been haven't been able to get through, and they've tried like five or six times. I apologize profusely to every one of you. But, Wendy, I must say to you, fantastic guest. As always, love working with you, Wendy. You're absolutely a diamond and fantastic to work with. I know I want to tell people about how they can contact you, because you are on Facebook, and that's Wendy Binks on Facebook, is that right?
Yes, or Lady Snake, that's my Wiccan name.
Or Lady Snake, so if you go onto Facebook and search Wendy Binks or Lady Snake, you'll be able to contact Wendy there, and maybe, I don't know, maybe you can have a chat to Wendy, and if you want to read him with Wendy, then that's where you'll be able to catch Wendy. I know that you can catch me on Facebook. You can catch me on Mike Davis Medium on Facebook. You can, obviously, the website which you have, which I've been saying all night, it's mikespirit.fm. If you go into hosts, there'll be a little button there where you can email me please email me. Go on to Facebook again and search for MikeSpirit.fm or even MikeSpirit.fm. Several ways you can get hold of us. But for me, I'm Wendy. I suppose it's good day or good afternoon, wherever you are.
Yeah, good afternoon. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I'm sorry we...
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.